chapter 21, the Thanksgiving of Faith. So walk in Him. Establish in your faith. Abound in thanksgiving. Colossians 2:17. The idea which is here expressed by the apostle is that where faith is active and growing, it will always go coupled with thanksgiving, as it stands written, quote, "Then believed they His word, they sang His praise," unquote. As faith stirs up to thanksgiving, so it exercises a reactive influence. It, in turn, strengthens faith. Faith and thanksgiving belong to one another and keep one another. The more I believe, the more I shall thank. The more I thank, the more I shall believe. The lack of faith is the reason that men give thanks so little. The neglect of thanksgiving hinders and weakens faith. This is the fault to which too little attention has been paid, and from which many one suffers great loss. Let us consider it for a moment. The reason why thanksgiving has the effect of increasing faith is manifest. Faith has its greatest power in the fact that in believing the soul wholly forgets itself and with undivided energy looks to God and hears Him, goes out wholly to Him. This is in like manner precisely the nature of thanksgiving, that in it the soul must be entirely occupied with God, with the contemplation of His goodness, the adoration of His Godhead, the consideration of His ways, the expression of His wonders. Accordingly, the more the mind is exercised in this work and is taken up with the thought of all this, the more shall there be fixed and rooted in it the conviction that the Lord is truly a God on whom it is its duty to rely. If thanksgiving, the express mention of His omnipotence, His love, His faithfulness, His perfection, shall fill the soul, the result cannot but be that the soul shall suffer it to be concentrated on God. He that has but a single word of such a God to build upon